Galatians chapter 3. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 3. We died together with Christ and live together. Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. In fact, before we knew the gospel of the water and the Spirit, that is, before we knew and believed that the Lord took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism, we were bound under the law. No matter how much we believed in Jesus and believed we were saved from the sins of the world, sin was still in our hearts, and we were still bound under the law. So there was no way to escape from sin, even for a single day. Our hearts were always bound to sin, and agonizing in that bondage, we spent truly painful days. Before knowing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we looked for this and that reason. Wondering if it was because I didn't pray much, I tried clinging to prayer. Wondering if it was because I didn't serve the Lord much, I tried serving diligently. Wondering if it was because I didn't know theology well, I tried devoting myself to Bible study. Wondering if it was because I didn't receive grace, I tried all sorts of methods, crying out, "Lord," three times to receive the Holy Spirit. Until we believed in the gospel of the water and the Spirit and received the removal of sins, we were under sin and under the law. Being under the law meant being under the wrath of God. Then, after true faith came, things changed. By believing in Jesus Christ, we became the sons of God. We truly became righteous people without sin. Now, we are not just liberated from sin for 1 hour a day, but we are no longer living trapped under sin 24 hours a day, and we are no longer bound under the law. Placed under the righteousness of God, we came to be thankful before God and came to live as workers of God, enjoying the grace of faith under the righteousness of God. The book of Galatians speaks a lot about these parts, especially among Paul's epistles. The part about oneself having died is like that, and there are very many beautiful words. All the words of God are entirely truth and beautiful. The Apostle Paul speaks like this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. He says that those who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. It means that we have become sinless ones like Christ. If we believe the word of salvation of the blotting out of sins contained within the baptism Christ received from John, it is a word that we too can become sinless ones like Christ. Having put on Christ means having become exactly the same as Christ. Let us think about what it means to put on Christ. We received baptism together with Christ by faith. What was contained in that baptism? First, when we believe the baptism Jesus received from John, we can transfer our sins onto the body of Jesus. Second, there is the going into the water, that is, spiritual death together with Jesus Christ. Third, there is resurrection. The truth inside Jesus' baptism is that all these three things, the bearing of the sins of the world, death, and resurrection, are contained in it. You and I live our life of faith, having received the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. But in our lives, the old man is alive and making ourselves struggle. The old affections, emotions, and various things coming from human relationships are still alive. Because we receive the blotting out of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit with our hearts, we are at peace in our hearts. But by the faith that believes in the righteousness of God, we desire to follow the will of Jesus Christ. What it means that we believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is. First, when Jesus Christ was baptized, He took charge of our sins. He took charge of all the individual sins of you and me, and washed away our sins. Second, it is that Christ carried those sins, went to the cross, and was crucified to death. You and I believe in Jesus' baptism, believing that He took charge of our sins, and that the sins were passed on to Him, and that Christ received the judgment for sins by dying on the cross, and that He became our Savior by resurrecting from death and living again. And we believe that He completely eliminated our sins. As we live our life of faith, having received the removal of sins and follow the Lord, we encounter difficult things. We are placed in situations where we absolutely cannot follow the Lord with our own flesh. The human flesh is mean, cowardly, and cunning. Because oneself is alive, it means one absolutely cannot follow the Lord. In the end, one is placed in a state where one has no choice but to abandon the Lord in order to live. Even while following the Lord, having received the blotting out of sins, if oneself is alive, it means one can neither pursue nor follow the Lord. Therefore, just as Jesus was baptized to take charge of our sins and went to the cross to be crucified to death, we too must look to the Lord together with Christ. When life is difficult and hard, when we cannot deny ourselves, when we absolutely cannot follow the Lord, when it absolutely does not work by our own strength, at that time, we must go under the baptism Jesus Christ received from John and the cross. When Christ was baptized, bore our sins, and was crucified to death on the cross, it means you and I also died together at that time. We must go forward under the cross and have the faith that believes you and I died together with Christ. However, our faith does not end there. If we died from the sins of the world, what happens next? If we died, is it the end? It is not so. The Word, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ," does not merely talk about death. It means that there, we can also live by faith together with the resurrection. However, because we have received the removal of sins, we must follow the Lord as the Lord's people. But there are times when we cannot follow the Lord, because the strength of our flesh is lacking, and our ego is alive. At such times, we must go forward to the place where the Lord received baptism from John and was crucified on the cross, and live confirming whether we truly died and live together with Christ. We must believe the fact that Jesus Christ took charge of our sins through the baptism He received from John, was crucified on the cross, and resurrected from death. Only then do we become people of faith who truly become those baptized into Christ. Then, you might ask why this second story has not been told until now. There is a reason. No matter who it is, when a person who was initially bound by the law, suffering under wrath and under sin, receives the preaching of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, they can live with the joy of being saved from their sins. With just that one fact of having no sin, they overflow with joy and can live without any worries. However, when one tries to follow the Lord by faith and offer oneself to the gospel preaching ministry that pleases the Lord, the very first thing, denying oneself, is difficult. Even if one is born again, if told to deny oneself, that in itself is too difficult. I exist, but the Lord tells me to deny myself and follow Him. So it is too difficult. Therefore, while keeping oneself as is, one follows the Lord with the faith that believes in Christ's baptism and the faith that believes in the blood of the cross. As one follows behind the Lord, with just that one faith of having received the blotting out of sins, and the faith of having become a child of God, there inevitably comes a time when one hits a limit. At such times, we must confirm the fact that we were baptized together with Christ and died together with Jesus Christ on the cross, and follow behind the Lord. When Jesus was baptized by John and crucified to death on the cross, we must confirm the fact that our wicked stubbornness was also crucified to death on the cross together with him. Therefore, we must confirm that we ourselves, who rebel against the Lord's will, also died and resurrected together with Christ. He said, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities." Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Because Christ took charge of our sins through the baptism from John, he is the one who went to the cross, was crucified, and resurrected from death. Such faith is that because Jesus actually took charge of our sins, when he actually died on the cross, you and I also died together and were brought back to life together. What is absolutely necessary in our life of faith is that we have become those who died together and live together with the Lord, just as a sick person needs a doctor, for one who has received the removal of sins but desires to follow the Lord. There are times when the faith of having been baptized together with the Lord and having died together with the Lord is needed. Otherwise, there are times when one cannot follow the Lord's will. When we know God's word is right, know God's will is right, and want to follow it, but cannot follow the Lord by believing faith, we must go forward to the Lord's cross and confirm that we died together with Christ. We must confirm that we died together with Christ and follow with a new heart by the faith that believes in the Lord. Only then can we leap over high walls, and because oneself has already died and resurrected together with the Lord, we become able to live according to the Lord's will by faith. As we follow the Lord in this world, problems arise because our own ego, affections, emotions, and the life called self are currently alive. Although one has received the removal of sins in one's heart, the reality is that one is living in two worlds. It is because I am one life united with Christ, yet I must follow the Lord's will, while worldly things also exist together within me. The Lord tells us to follow the Lord's will, but because I am bound to reality, I cannot follow and end up turning away from the Lord's will. Therefore, struggling, one becomes distressed, saying, "I shouldn't be like this, but I don't know why on earth I am like this." For us Christians to become disciples of Christ, we must take up the cross and follow, but it means we cannot follow the visible world of this world, because oneself has already died together with Jesus. Therefore, did I truly die together with Christ? Since it is this difficult for me to live according to the real world, whether the Lord truly put me to death on the Lord's cross is important. Although we received the blotting out of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we discover ourselves unable to live according to the Lord's will because we only think about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear. Having the thought that it is enough for our flesh to live well and then go meet the Lord at the end times. What is needed at times like this is the faith that believes the Lord's word. Practically, when you cannot follow the Lord, what must you do? First, just as you must believe in union with the baptism Christ received from John, you must become a person who died together and lived together with Christ on the cross. If we intend to keep one household instead of two, if we intend not to serve two masters, if we intend to end our dual life, it means we must end our life in this world. Everyone, when Christ was crucified on the cross, I too was crucified and died together with him. We can be crucified together with the cross of Jesus Christ. You just need to believe in your heart. I died at that time too. From now on, there is no me. We just need to believe in our hearts that God's death on the cross is my death. We must put on the clothes of faith with Christ. We must discard worldly clothes and put on new clothes of faith. Second, we must go forward under the cross. And third, we must believe that we were resurrected together with Christ. From now on, it is living again with the faith that the former me has died, and I have come alive from death together with Christ. Therefore, I am a new creation. I am God's people and child. The former me does not exist. There is only the me who has become a new creation in Christ. Therefore, the relationship with unbelievers is now severed. One must have this kind of faith. A person who was baptized into Christ, a person who has this faith, has become a person who died and resurrected on the cross together with Christ. It is just that you and I are living bound to reality because we are not conscious of it. On God's side, He has made us perfect workers of God. Jesus Christ completely put our old self to death and completely resurrected us to life. This is one truth. They are not separated individually, but are one. And for us to realize this in our hearts, the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is needed. Today is Easter. The Lord has resurrected. That the Lord resurrected from death means that when we were dying because of our sins, He took pity on us as God, received baptism from John, passed away on the cross, and became the one who lived again from death. And He is the one who told us to believe in Him as the Savior. Do you and I believe? Do you believe that the Lord is our Savior, and that the Lord has saved us now through the baptism He received from John, His death on the cross, and His resurrection? We believe so. Because the Lord is our Savior, because He is our Master, we believe He is the one who personally planned to give us the grace of becoming God's children and acted according to that will. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. When we received the removal of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the Lord put us to death and brought us back to life. It is perfect. However, because on our side we are bound by our own shortcomings and bound by our stubbornness, it means we are to recognize this. We must not only recognize that our sins were passed on when Jesus was baptized by John, but also believe the fact that we too died together with Jesus who hung on the cross. And it means that when Christ resurrected again from death, we too gained new life and came alive again. Therefore, we must also recognize this, that our souls have come alive, and God will also bring our flesh back to life on the last day. If so, there are people who think, since I have received the removal of sins, I will not commit sins anymore. Since I died on the cross together with Christ, there will be nothing holding me back. Since I am dead, everyone will be exactly the same without the first or the last in Christ. That is not so. Because we came alive again together with Christ, there are the first and the last in Christ. There is spiritual order, and everything comes to exist. To a dead person, there is nothing. But to a living person, everything comes to exist. This is the truth of resurrection. Some ministers might ask why I haven't told this story until now. I have preached countless truths to you. But why is there no one who realizes it? It is not that they do not know. Because the joy of receiving the blotting out of sins was so great, there were no particular difficulties, no tasks hard enough to die for the sake of spreading the gospel, not many things requiring self-denial, and they could live according to their own stubbornness. They did not need this word of truth, and thus failed to realize it. To be honest, to those who are eating well and living well having received the removal of sins, attending church well, and serving the Lord well, I do not necessarily want to say that they are dead on the cross. When they are living their life of faith well right now, is there a need to keep saying whether they are dead or not? In fact, Christ unilaterally took charge of our sins and unilaterally put us to death on the cross. and by the Lord's resurrection. He is the one who brought us to life from death. This is the work of the truth of salvation that the Lord personally performed. Because we believe and follow the Lord's word, the power of faith comes upon us, making us those who can follow the Lord. If you believe like this, you will not be bound by your own weaknesses. Even when you discover your own evil parts, you become able to look to the Lord, thinking, "Ah, I am this evil. But this weakness also died on the cross together with the Lord." By believing in the Lord's receiving of baptism, dying on the cross, and resurrecting, one becomes free from one's own weaknesses. We must be thankful to the Lord. How thankful is it? When the time comes for the Lord to return, with what kind of faith can we stand before the Lord? By believing the fact that the Lord eliminated our sins with the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and that He had our sins transferred to Him through the baptism He received from John, was crucified and shed blood to die for us, and resurrected from that death to become the Savior who saved us, we can keep our faith to the end. Because we are so thankful for that, we can keep our faith. It is not because of anything else that we can keep our faith. The most important thing is that the Lord has saved us, and that we have become the Lord's people. Because of that faith, we can even be martyred. If the foundation of that faith is shaken, no matter how much else you realize, it is useless. It might be good temporarily, but ultimately, it is betrayal. The Lord has given us perfect faith. Because this era is such a difficult era, you too have no choice but to struggle. That is why you must have both the faith that you died together with Christ and the faith that you lived together with Christ. Because such faith is needed, I am preaching the word like this. While giving this sermon, I am frequently fellowshipping with you, but ultimately there is nothing else but serving the Lord. There are still many places around the whole world where the gospel has not been spread, so there is much work to do. If we do not prepare many documents now, we will miss the timing. Even if we want to do it later, the Lord will do it through someone else. But we must not end up regretting then, asking why we didn't do it when we could have done it now. I have finished today's message. Hallelujah.